This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this podcast that literally just had a brain. This is like what the week's been like for me. Welcome back to Radically Loved Radio, my friends, my beloveds. It is Friday the 13th, and me and Tessa, we skipped last week because I was a wreck. Truly. I mean, that's really what happened. And I'm still a little bit of a wreck, but I hope that you guys have had a great week so far. So much to take in. Tessa, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing a cleanse this week of all weeks. So part of that means no caffeine. And that's one of my vices.
You're doing the clarity cleanse.
I'm doing the clarity cleanse.
Yes.
And I can modify my diet food wise, but take away my coffee. And that is a challenge.
Oh man. What's your attitude been like?
I'm very whiny. I'm very complainy. I wouldn't say I get angry so much as just like, I want my coffee.
Oh, you get like that. You want to be held. You want to be swaddled.
Yeah, I would like to be swaddled.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I am the opposite. I get very agitated. My default state is agitation, and I get very short.
Mm.
You've seen those moments, I think.
A little bit, snippets of it. I'm usually not on the receiving end of it, which is
never. That's good.
But did you just start drinking caffeine again?
Yes, just this week. Actually, just 2 days ago.
We swapped.
Yeah, I did it for 5.5 weeks.
That's a long time.
It's probably the longest I've ever. And I have to tell you something. So yesterday was the first day. Today, this morning, was my second. And I have to be honest, I did my normal matcha serving and it was a lot.
Yeah.
It took a minute for me to, I didn't actually like it. And my biggest worry with those of you that have been reading my newsletter, you know that I'm on this health journey. I've been seeing, actually what I haven't said to you all is that I've been seeing Dr. Sadehi. And he put me, his book, The Clarity Cleanse, he actually put me on this cleanse to do. And it's been absolutely incredible. I'm going to be updating people more on, like, picture wise on Instagram. And I just haven't uploaded them yet, but I will start to be a little bit more proactive on that. Obviously last week was tough. So, you know, we'll get back on. But anyway, the whole thing is to say that I was really afraid of not being able to do my morning practice or my morning workouts. And the first week or two, it was really hard for me to get back, you know, to get back to just my norm. But after at about a week and a half, about day 10, I went for a run and I had the same amount of energy. I did my 5 miles. Like, it was fine. I felt great. And I was telling Tori this morning that I could probably not do for coffee drinkers, I'm sure you guys, it's different. It's not like you're gonna be like, oh, I can have coffee Monday through Friday. I think for me, I could definitely, I don't have to have matcha every day, which is really nice for me to feel like, oh, I don't need it to concentrate or whatever. It's just like a nice, I was so excited though. I'll tell you, I made my cashew milk two nights ago. I let it soak. I did the whole ritual and it was magical. Sorry, I'm talking about it. I know you're kind of going through it. I apologize.
No, you know what I did? I made Jorge a latte just so I could smell it.
Just so you can smell it. That's so cool. You know what? I love coffee smell. I love the smell of coffee. You know, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I love the smell of coffee. I prepare Tori's coffee every night. Well, yeah. Not every night. Often when he's busy or something, I'll prepare it for him just because I like the smell of the ground beans.
Oh, I love it. It's for me, much like tea is, it's a ritual. And I don't necessarily, the funny thing is I don't really necessarily like the way it makes me feel. So it makes sense that I should not be drinking that much coffee, but I love the way it tastes and I love the ritual of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, one of the things that I want to ask you about as far as, you and I both like running, we like hiking, we basically like physically the same things, only because today's episode, we're talking to the founder and the creator of Tonal, which I have installed in my house, which is awesome. And I'm just curious for you, like, since the shutdown has happened, did you have a lull at all where you weren't really focusing on your health and you kind of just went off the deep end like I did and got into the quarantine 15? Tell us.
Yeah. Well, you know what I first did was I started walking every day. So I kind of had initially I felt like, oh my God, I have all this time. So I'm going to walk for like 3 to 5 miles a day. When before I was running, because I felt like I had to get a workout in quickly, walking was more meditative. So I started doing that. And then we weren't going to the gym. So yeah, kind of sat on the couch, watched a lot of TV shows, maybe had a little bit too much wine. but that, you know, it lasted for a couple of weeks and I felt like it was just a nice break. It was nice to give myself the opportunity to slow down. You know what I felt like? It felt like a summer vacation, like when you get out of school. And I hadn't felt like that for, you know, years, decades.
Wow.
So it was really nice. But yes, I'm with you on the running and the hiking and the being outside. I'm just grateful that we can. I'm grateful that we can do that here.
Yeah. I mean, you're in a beautiful location. It was hard for me at first because although we are in a very flat environment area where I could just go out on the sidewalk and just go for a run, because I have the hang up of being able to run in a beautiful landscape like Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
My mind was blocked because I'm like, oh, I don't want to smell car exhaust. This is not a really beautiful, I'm like running right by Smart and Final. Like this is fucking depressing, you know? Well, not depressing, but it's just, go ahead.
Can you drive to like a trail? Do you not
I have can, trails? but it's for me, it's like, I have to be able to just do what I'm doing in the morning. Just get it done. If I'm getting in the car, it's an event and we're not necessarily close. Any trail that's worthwhile going to is at least a 20-minute drive. Mm. And even though it's not that long comparatively in LA traffic, to me, it's just such a time suck. That's 40 minutes of driving. That's 20 minutes there, running for an hour, coming back another 20 minutes and my morning's gone, as opposed to me just running, going outside of my door and just going for a 5 mile run. And then, you know, I know that's TMI. Sorry. This is what happens. You guys, you have to do whatever it takes to get you into the right mindset. And it's so important. Like to me, my mindset in the morning is so much more important than going and being in a beautiful landscape. So really there's no excuse for me. You know, I can complain, I can whine about it, but now we're talking now, I'm so used to it. And I do it. And I look forward to when I go up to Portland because I know I'm like, oh, I can go run by the waterfront and it'll be great.
Yeah, especially right now. It's so pretty out.
I know. Oh, I can't wait to get up there. Which I am. I'm gonna be up there soon. So I'm really excited about that. So today's episode, we're talking to Ollie Oradi. He is one of the, I would say, probably the most inspiring entrepreneurs that I know. His story is incredible. He grew up being unhealthy and overweight, and he calls it unathletic. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and sleep apnea, and he loved his career in engineering and technology so much, but he realized that in order for him to gain his health back, he needed to quit his job. And so this is a story that a lot of us can relate to, especially those of us in wellness, where you are in an environment or you have a job that's not really serving your highest good, right? So today, we're going to learn more about Tonal and what his whole intention behind creating Tonal is and was, and how he is using this time to really create a better version of himself. So I'm really excited. I can't wait for you to hear this episode. I'm curious to test what you thought about his interview.
I actually haven't listened yet, but I am super excited because Tonal is not something I've tried. Although like most of the nation, I'm doing weightlifting and strength training in my basement, just on YouTube. And so I'm interested to learn more about Tonal. And
yeah, I mean, you've seen it, right? Have you seen,
I've seen
this
yours.
Thing?
Yeah. And I mean, I know there's like, so some of those have the mirror, right? Like you can see a workout and follow along. And
yes,
I don't know,
well, they all do. They all have a video. So you're following along with a live class, and there's like Pilates and yoga and, you know, different, programs that you can sign up for. Like you can do a 3-week program or a 4-week program. So it's really cool.
And then can't you do strength training with that? Like it's yes. Some sort of electronic.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so, he explains it. So okay. I'll let him explain the tech behind it because it's definitely one of the questions I asked because I'm like, how does this work? Because
so cool.
Tori and I were tripping out on it because I'm like, how is it that it gets it? It, you can go all the way up to 200 pounds and in the beginning I thought that I was going to pull the thing off the wall, but it's so sturdy and it's really on the wall and you just have to, there's just one plug in that you plug it into. So he'll go into all of the fancy tech behind it. But to me, it was really, anytime somebody uses their wound as their message is always so inspiring to me. Anybody who can create something out of a low point in their life is an inspirational person in my book.
Yeah. Well, and it's so much, I find that those things land and resonate with people. It's so meaningful because it comes from the heart. It comes from the soul.
Yeah.
You know, we connect with that. I love it.
That's a perfect segue. So let's stop delaying this and let's let the listeners and viewers listen or watch our next episode. Like many of you, I've been hearing about intermittent fasting and how good it is for your health for the last couple of years, but it wasn't until I heard about do fasting where I actually understood why it worked. Do fasting is the easiest 3-in-1 solution for weight loss powered by one of the most effective dieting routines, intermittent fasting. Choose a fasting pattern that fits your lifestyle, learn to prepare healthy meals, and implement simple workouts into your daily routine. And instead of strict dieting, do fasting offers healthy foods that actually taste amazing. So instead of exhausting fitness routines, this app gives you workouts that you can complete every day. Achieve sustainable results without painful sacrifices. With a fully personalized plan, all you have to do is take a quick quiz and they will tailor an intermittent fasting plan for your needs. Do Fasting is the most comprehensive fasting program complete with the meal plan and workout routine that will help you reach your guaranteed results. I have to say, when you think about fasting, you think about depriving yourself, but I feel so much more clarity and I'm able to get so much more done throughout the day when I do intermittent fasting. So to get your own program, just go to their website, answer the quiz about yourself, and based on the answers, they will generate a specialized program that's perfect for you.
Go to dofasting.com/loved and use coupon code LOVED, that's L-O-V-E-D, get a 6-month fasting program with 50% off plus 1 month free. Join now and speed up your weight loss journey. That's dofasting.com/loved for 50% off a 6-month plan and your first month free when you use code LOVED. And now back to our show.
But with strength training, like if you have something that tells you what to do, it's the best thing you could do, especially once people get, you know, as people get older, it is by far the most important thing you need to do to age well and stay healthy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved Radio. I'm joined by a very special guest today, who I'm extremely excited about. Some of you guys have heard me talk about the Tonal the last couple of weeks, and we have the creator, the visionary behind Tonal. Can I say that, Ollie?
Sure.
The visionary. And we have Ollie Oradi here on the show. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm excited to chat with you about a lot. I have a lot of questions, but you know, I'm excited that you were able to make some time for us today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here too.
So I, you know, when I actually, you know, who told me about you, Doug Evans. So Doug, actually, when I interviewed Doug, it was right after I had my Tonal. Look how good that thing looks. When I had my Tonal installed, and I was like, yeah, you know, I really love what you guys are doing. I mean, it's so innovative. And to me, the fact that when I heard about what you guys were doing, like, oh, there's, you know, you can put resistance up to 200 pounds and it's, you know, got classes, and I'm just like, I don't know that you're going to be able to do that. Like, is it going to be flimsy? And I'm like, yo, it is so not, it's like a legit gym. And I'm a gym person, you know, like I'm, especially with 2020, everything being shut down. I had so much anxiety because I'm the type of person that thought I was the type, I'm doing air quotes, I thought I was the type of person that needed to go to the gym. And now since I've been home, I never thought I could self-motivate to do anything at home. And now that's all I've been doing. And now I'm like, how could I ever leave my house now? Like, I don't know that I'd ever want to leave, but I do want to talk about, you know, that, but I'd love for our audience to just get to know a little bit more about you, your story, and you know, what led you to create this?
I think it kind of ended where you were saying, where I actually was that gym person. I'd become that gym person. My life didn't start that way. I'll tell you about that. But my goal was, I never want to come back to the gym again. I just want to be able to do everything at home. And that was really the original goal with Tonal, and it's probably the most serious piece of fitness equipment ever created. And we have professional athletes using it. Half the teams in the bubble in Orlando were using it to train their athletes. And it's a pretty, yeah, I love it. I have friends over who are gym people, and they're, you know, halfway through the workout, they're like sitting in a puddle of sweat on the ground, you know, like trying to catch their breath. And they're like, I had no idea. And I'm like, I told you. but that's not how my life started. I actually started in technology. I started pretty unhealthy, quite overweight. And you know, I was like, growing up, I was not the athletic kid. I wasn't the kid, you know, on the basketball team or playing football. I was the kid who got picked last for kickball. I don't know if you remember that game. That's what you used to play. I get picked last. Oh. I was a chubby 7-year-old kid with glasses who could code. I was playing around with computers, and I got not one, but two engineering degrees. And I was working for, you know, I started my career working for Hewlett Packard in their supercomputing lab, designing computer chips and like, you know, big labs full of big fancy equipment and like big fancy computers. And after HP, I went and joined my first startup. You know, we're in Silicon Valley and startups are a thing here. So I joined my first one, and we designed big networking gear, telecom gear, video on demand gear. Basically spent about the first 15 years of my career designing big, heavy computing and networking equipment, the kind of stuff you move around with forklifts, Yeah. I'd never, before Tonal, I'd never designed anything that ran on just one power board, just to give you an idea. And professionally, like, I'm having like a blast and like great at technology. I'm really loving it. And meanwhile, this entire time, my health is just getting worse and worse and worse. And by the time I'm 35 years old, I have type 2 diabetes. I have sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. I'm really overweight. And I kind of woke up one morning and I'm, you know, I'm just like, this is a disaster. And it felt like, I'll admit, it felt really desperate. It felt like if I didn't do something about this, I was just never going to get my health back. Almost like we were at a point of no return. And so I did something pretty drastic. I literally quit my job and spent 9 months losing 70 pounds and getting healthy and becoming passionate about nutrition. And pretty quickly realized that strength training was going to be the cornerstone of what I do. And that's what led to Tonal. In the early parts, I did what a lot of people would do if you're trying to lose weight. You know, you go to the gym, hop on a piece of cardio equipment, watch what you eat. And that works for like 3 weeks and then you plateau, right? And then like, I remember being on this cardio machine, I'm looking over and all the personal trainers are hanging out in the weight room. And I'm thinking to myself, well, those are the experts and they're over there. and then, you muster up the energy and, it took many, many months, but I eventually became a reasonable expert at strength training, not like a true personal trainer, but like enough to get by. And I'd lost all this weight and gotten healthy. And then one morning I'm just staring at this giant machine and I'm just thinking to myself, God, I wish I could just work out at home and not have to come here every day. Yeah. And that's what led to Tonal.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, that's so incredible. Thank you so much, by the way, for sharing that, because I can absolutely relate to a lot of what you said, quitting your job and just trying to get healthy. I mean, I was on the McDonald's diet my entire teenage life. I was like suffering from debilitating panic attacks, I had anxiety. I was like, I'd order the number 2 plus a McFlurry supersize. And that was like my 2 cheeseburgers, and I was like almost 200 pounds. And it was what you're saying that really struck me is when I started going to the gym, it was always really intimidating for me. And let me say this, because I said this in the beginning that I was a gym person. When I say a gym person, I should just say I was a cardio gym person, because even going to the strength training side was still, even as a woman, like a little bit intimidating, just because it feels like, I don't really know what to do. And then I don't want to ask somebody. I don't want them to get the wrong idea. I also don't want to fucking talk to anybody, So there was that thing, but that when you're at the beginning of this journey, that's really intimidating. And for some people, that is a deterrent to getting healthy because they're so, they have fear or they feel really insecure or they don't feel good. I mean, you don't feel good about yourself. And then you're seeing all these really fit people working out. And yeah. So thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. It's so true. And you said that from a woman's perspective. Even for a guy, like, I know you walk in the weight room, it's like 90% dudes right now, or at least now there's no one in there because of COVID, but it was like 90. And even for a guy walking in there, it was pretty intimidating. And so I can only imagine. Right.
Yeah. This whole idea of us claiming our health, I think is a huge thing. And, with COVID happening, I think there's a lot more, a bigger magnifying glass on mental health and mental well-being, physical well-being. I know that a lot of people are struggling with the COVID-15. I was one of them. Before I got the Tonal, I was, I'm an emotional eater. So for me, COVID happened. I have all the tools. I literally have a yoga studio at the back of my house. Like, I've got a system back here. And I was not interested because I'm like, oh, the gym's closed. I can't go do cardio. So I can't work out. And I'm stressed out because of the news and all the stuff that's coming in. And I just am an emotional eater, And I think it really took, getting into the right mindset, and having, cutting out all the
external things that were creating anxiety, like stopping the news. Like I couldn't watch any more news. I had to limit my time on social media. And you know what I found? And this is something that I find to be true with a lot of people that go through body transformations, is that all of your energy and your time is now allocated to doing what you need to do, to taking action, right? To going on that run or working out or doing yoga or whatever it is that you're doing. But that time that you're just, you know, letting be idle and somebody else sort of kidnapping and hijacking your time, like on social media or Facebook or whatever it is, you could be doing something for your health to reclaim that confidence back into yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, that mental strength that it takes to just to transform, like that's incredibly, it's an incredibly difficult thing to do. And, you know, I told you I quit my job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't just like wake up and be like, I'm going to quit my job. Like there's a thought process that got me there. And the thought process was, you know, anything that I like put my mind to, anything that I focus on, I've always won it, right? I won it, you know, university, I won it work, everywhere, everything I put my mind to it. And I basically decided that I was going to like approach my life with one lens. I was going to, until I'm healthy, if it's not good for my health, I'm not doing it. If it's good for my health, I'm doing it. And then the very next thing that popped into my mind is work is not good for my health right now. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to have to quit my job.
How did you come to that realization?
Well, it was, you know, the commute was killing me. So, you know, first of all, you're hopping in your car and you're driving for, you know, 45 minutes each way to the office. And here's the thing about work. You give work your best hours. Like, when are you freshest? In the morning, right? So you're getting up, you're fresh. Right. Instead of having a good breakfast, you're like, you know, eating whatever. And then you're hopping straight in the car because you got to get to the office. And then when you're trying to like squeeze a workout in over lunch, but it's compressed because maybe you have meetings either. And you're basically, it's death by a thousand cuts. You're making compromise after compromise after compromise. And that's the beautiful thing about Tonal is actually, you don't have to make any compromises. You can go to work, you can have your cake and eat it. You can go to work and still have like the best gym and get an amazing workout in 35 minutes because you have a coach leading you through your workout. And it was designed just for you and personalized, all that stuff. So, you know, that's no longer true. But back then, right, there was no Tonal. If I had a Tonal, I might not have had to quit my job. But there was no Tonal. There were no really good options. And so I'm like, I have to make this a priority. And it came down the same thing. You know, a friend calls me up and it's like, yo, Ali, you want to go get some dinner? And I'm like, that doesn't sound like that's going to be good for my health. The answer is no. I'm like, hey, do you want to do something else? Do you want to go for a hike this weekend? And so it was this thing of trying to like use this lens, but it was this constant, like you're making thousands of decisions and every single decision had to pass through this filter. And it takes mm-hmm. mental strength because it is death by a thousand cuts. That's how we lose control of our health. It's 500 small bad decisions that add up to, you know, to letting it
I mean, we have 60,000 thoughts per day and 90% of them are the same thing. So unless,
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Yes. So unless you can infiltrate your subconscious mind, which operates 95% of your day, you're operating on this subconscious, you know, automatic response. You're doing the same things. You're getting your coffee in the morning. You're getting on your computer the same way. You're brushing your teeth the same way. You're doing your routine on autopilot. And it's that 5% that is susceptible to create change that you need to focus on in order to create a different type of routine. And I love what you're saying about assessing those choices, because even as something, it could be so small and innocuous, like, oh, let's go to dinner. You know, if you don't think, okay, what am I going to have? How is this dinner going to, because I'm going to have the chips and salsa are going to come and I'm going to want the guac. And then I'm going to want, you know, my virgin margarita and I'm going to want this and I'm going to want that. And it's, to me, I'm not a fan of, deprivation. I'm not a fan. I don't like it. I think it's, especially for women, right? It's a very slippery slope. So for me, I'm like, if I want something, I'm going to have it. And that's it. But but then it's the after effect that makes you feel like shit, right? Like, oh, well, now I woke up and I feel like shit and the gyms are closed and what am I going to do now, you know, to feel better. So much about working out for me has been about just feeling strong in my body and feeling confident, you know? And I think that it has nothing to do with, oh, I want to look a certain way. It's like, I'm more concerned with how I feel inside as opposed to what I look like on the outside. And I think if more people focused on that, I mean, the world could be in a whole different place.
I think that's so true. It starts with like the head and the heart, right? For sure. And I think one thing that's really cool about strength training, I mean, we've been touching on kind of just kind of mental and emotional health and psychological strength. Like, and cool thing about strength training is, you know, when you feel physically stronger, it actually, you feel mentally stronger. You're able to take on bigger challenges. Like, you're like, I can pick that up. I can do anything, right? And the other cool thing about strength training is it's not something that you do alone, right? I mean, you think of a lot of sports, you know, go out for a run, that's something you're often doing alone. You go for a bike ride, again, you're often doing it alone. You can't, you know, strength training is something that it turns out most people shouldn't really do alone. That very few people actually know how to strength train properly. Even people who say they've been strength training for a decade, you can ask them like a few questions like, hey, where'd you get your strength training routine from? You know, what's it for? And they'll be like, oh yeah, a buddy showed me around the weight room back in college. I've been doing the same routine for 27 years or whatever. And you're supposed to switch out your routine like every 4 to 6 weeks. And that's why, you know, most people who like, you really want results strength training, you hire a personal trainer, you hire a coach, because they know how to create those programs. They know how to do it properly. And it was always this huge goal for us with Tonal to create that experience like you're with that personal trainer.
Yeah.
Where they're guiding you and personalizing everything to you. So we couldn't just like throw up a video, right? You know this because you use Tonal, but that video is being personalized to you as you're working out. The pacing of the video is adjusting to how fast you're going. We're choosing how much weight you should lift. We're adjusting the weight up and down. We're giving you feedback on your form. And it's a lot like, you know, you begin to establish this relationship with the coaches. And that's one thing that I think is really great about it. And we get people go on social media and they're like, look, give a shout out to a coach. Like, yo, I just worked out with you. And it's really cool. It's amazing to see.
Yeah. You know, I love that because I'm not a big strength training person, you know, like I do yoga and I do, you know, if I'm going to do something strength training, it's like a bar class or Pilates or something, and I do like doing weights, but the problem is what you said is I don't know what to do. Then I'm looking on YouTube and I'm like, oh, this looks really hard, you know? And what I love about this, the Tonal, is that it is learning me, you know, so it's adjusting and it's adapting as I, you know, continue to build strength. And I think that that's, you know, a really important thing. One of the reasons why I never wore white is because every time I would, it would always stain underneath, I know this is TMI, underneath the armpit, they would like turn yellow. So I never liked wearing white. And later I realized that it was a reaction to the aluminum in the deodorant that I was wearing. The more I got into health and wellness, the more I wanted to really nourish my body inside and out and use products that weren't going to have as many toxins as some products out there that are very well known. So the other thing I was always worried about with deodorant was that it would cover, you know, that odor that happens after you're really sweaty after a run or a yoga class. When I found my Native deodorant, I was intrigued by the fact that it was vegan, and I found that not only does it block odor better, but it's also made from ingredients like coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. So aluminum forms a plug in your sweat glands that keep you from sweating. That's why Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. Switching to an aluminum-free deodorant doesn't mean you have to sacrifice an odor protection. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. With over 10 scents, including rotating seasonals, Native has something for everyone. My favorite being the lavender and rose, but they have scents like coconut and vanilla, cucumber and mint. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with a free shipping within the US, plus a free 30-day return and exchange. I believe in having clean options. I support companies who innovate products that break the norm and help clean up my daily routine. So that's why I love Native. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/loved or promo code loved at checkout and get 20% off of your first order. That's nativedeo.com/loved or use promo code loved at checkout for 20% off of your first order. Look, one of the things that I want to touch on too is how convenient that is because of what's been happening this year. So there's so many questions about like the AI in this system, you know, like how long did it take you to figure out how to make it look sleek like this and have that much resistance? Like how, I want to know what's going on in there because I've had some of the people that have come over. They're like, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing. I'm like, I know. I'm going to talk to Ollie and I'm going to ask him what the secret sauce is.
Okay. So first of all, Tonal was not something we just created overnight. It was a team of 100 people working for about 3.5 years.
Okay.
We've filed dozens of patents. And even when we, you know, when we created it, we didn't just like create it and ship it. We were in beta trials for 2 years. So for about a year, we had people come to our office. We had this like secret office with like fogged up windows. No one knew was inside. You signed this NDA, you come inside, you could work out. And then after your workout, we'd interview you. We did that for about a year. And then we ended up putting Tonals in people's homes, again, super secret, for about a year. And it's amazing that it like went a year and never leaked, but like, you know, we have 50 people with Tonals working out on them. And it was through that process that we got the product out to market. And I would say even then that product was like, the Tonal we have today is amazing. That product was great, but it took about another year to get it to where, you know, to the level that it's at today. And it's still, and we're still building, like, you know, people every 2 weeks you get a software update and it's like opening up a little gift, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what you got. You just got like that new Smart Flex feature yesterday and those new buttons and people are like loving this stuff. And so it just keeps getting better and smarter, but it took years of development. In terms of what's inside, it's this fancy technology called, it's electromagnetic resistance, or we call it digital weights. And the simple way of describing it is when you lift weights, you're taking a big metal something, plate or dumbbell, and the thing pulling against you is gravity, right? With Tonal, the thing pulling against you is actually electricity. So there's no weights inside, there's no weight stack going up and down. All that force is being generated by electricity. And electricity is a really powerful force. Like we propel cars with it. We propel trains with it. You know, you can do, and in Tonal's case, you know, you're generating enough force to give you a really serious workout or pick you up off the ground. Like that's how much force it could generate. And it's not, and the other cool thing about electricity is it's controlled by a computer. You can turn it up and down and just like that dimmer at home where you can like turn the light all the way, or like we can change how much force you're feeling. And we can do that instantly. You can be in the middle of a rep and the AI is like, whoa, she's struggling. Let's help her. And it will adjust the weight just a little bit so you can finish that rep. And that's your spotter, right? We went from a world of like dumb analog weights. They're called dumbbells for a reason, right? Dumb analog weights to smart, intelligent, responsive, personalized digital weight that adapts to you and is AI driven, right?
Wow, this is like, I'm so just blown away by technology and the things that we can do. I think it's so incredible. And look, I also have a Peloton, and I'm fine to say that this is way better than a Peloton because whatever. Sorry, Peloton, but you're literally, I'm gonna just vent for a second. I've never had an issue with the Tonal update screen. Never, not once, nothing. And I've had it for months now, a couple months. I've had to send my Peloton screen back three times. And whatever, just saying, I don't know if it's competition or not, but
All right, so let's pivot here a little bit, because I'm just like irritated.
There's a lot of overlap. A lot of people who own Tonals also own Pelotons. It's that cardio strength mix, but you now know that if you have to choose between strength and cardio, you should always do strength. It's more important.
Yeah.
We default to cardio because it's easier. Like you know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't like, but with strength training, like if you have something that tells you what to do, it's the best thing you could do. Especially once people get, you know, as people get older, it is by far the most important thing you need to do to age well and stay healthy for your whole life. It's strength training.
So I'm curious for you as a now innovator, CEO, founder, what do you do for your self-care now? Like, what's this year been like for you personally?
Well, Tonal is at the top of the list. I mean, it's the thing I obviously do most religiously. And one of the things I like about, this is going to sound really weird when I say it, but normally if you're strength training on your own, you're having to make a bazillion decisions. Like, what should I do next? What order? You're counting your reps. And the great thing about Tonal is it does all that for you. And so you could literally go through a really complex, you know, program on Tonal, strength training routine, and have your mind be somewhere. Like, you could be totally zoned out and thinking about like you are on a run.
Yeah.
Right? And so for me, like, that workout in the morning, it energizes me. It's kind of my morning reset. But it's also my mental break, right? Where I can, you know, I can push out the rest of the world. You know, we're in the midst of like a pandemic right now. We're dealing with shelter in place orders. We've had to shift our entire company to work from home. And we've had to crank up our supply chain because everyone now wants a home gym, and everyone now wants a Tonal. And we keep calling our factories and we say double production, and we've doubled it over and over and over again. We've doubled our customer care, you know, staffing over and over again. And it's just like operationally, it's just been crazy to try and scale this all in such a short period of time. And then I'm also a relatively new father. I have an 11-month-old child at home, so it's a lot to balance. And really between just trying to like get my strength training routines in with Tonal and trying to like eat decently healthy most days, and then just keeping everything else in my life together. That's pretty much like my whole life.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a lot to do. But I think you nailed it with the, what I call self-care, being able to just do your workout and, you know, use your body to just focus on, you know, one thing at a time. The thing about the body for me and why I love movement so much is because I always say that our issues are in our tissues. And so when we're able to, you know, move our body and breathe and exercise, it allows for our emotional well-being also to process as we move through. And so, yeah, it's going to create less stress. It's going to create, obviously, it's going to make our oxytocin levels go up because we're going to feel good. Mm-hmm. And, I can't stress it enough, especially right now where it feels like the world has, not even the world, but just us here in the US, like people are on edge, and there's a lot of people that are feeling the pang of being sequestered at home and not being able to do what they normally do. I know there's been an increase in alcoholism. There's been an increase in, you know, people gaining the quarantine 15 or the COVID 15 or whatever. And there's been, you know, a lot of people that have dropped off, that have chosen to not sit on their cushion for meditation. And I think it's important for all of us to, you know, just invest the time and effort that we need in order to feel the way that we want to feel. It's not just going to happen for you, right? It's like, I think about this all the time whenever I talk to a creator or somebody who
you know, dreamed up of a company and actually put boots to the ground and started a business. You know, I'm always so inspired by that because I know how much that takes, and it takes a lot of effort. And I think that most people dream of doing things like that, but it's really hard to move from that 95% subconscious part of the brain that's like, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, as opposed to just stop, take action, do it now. Don't think about that run. Go for that run. Don't think about doing your practice. Don't worry about not having a yoga mat. Like, just get on the ground and do, you know, down dog for a few breaths, or, you know, invest in yourself. You know, I look at equipment like this, or like the Peloton and this kind of things. Like, these are really, I mean, like, I grew up in a household. We were on food stamps, you know, like, we did not have money to do anything extravagant. You know, we lived in a one bedroom apartment with like 10 people, and I didn't grow up, you know, having luxury things. And, you know, fortunately, you know, I did a lot of work around, as I started to gain more success in my business, I started to see the benefit of investing in myself, you know, not feeling guilty about, oh my God, this bike's so fucking expensive, or, oh, this machine, it's like, oh, it's so expensive. I don't look at it like that. I mean, I look at it in a way where this is going to benefit me, you know, and I think I'd rather spend the money on something that's going to make me healthier than spend it on medical bills later, because I didn't invest the time and the money into making, you know, doing something for my own health. I think about that with retreats. You know, I do these retreats all over the world, not this year, but normally I do these big international retreats, and I always have like scholarships for people that can afford it. You know, like, I always have two spots for people that like apply, and then we're like, okay, this person, we pay for their flight, we pay for their board, and it's like, amazing. You're gonna go, you're going to Scotland, get your passport, we're gonna do this. And I think it's important for people to really invest, like, put some skin in the game, is what I like to call it, you know. So what's your thinking on that?
You know, I think it all, first of all, it all starts with mindset, as you said. And we recognized this early, and we actually, right when COVID happened, we started running like group meditations in our communities. And then eventually a bunch of that meditation content made it onto the Tonal, and we actually shipped Tonal yoga, and we now have Pilates and bar and a whole variety of formats that go far beyond just strength training. Cause
yeah,
you know, this becomes your hub.
It's your sanctuary.
Home. It's your sanctuary. Exactly. And you, yeah. you build your gym around it. And so we deliver everything through it. And in terms of like expensive, I really think of it as you should get the best that you can afford, right? Because you can't afford not to, right? Like, your health is on the line. And we end up doing these things where, you know, what I was doing, which is like, you push your health off, and you go, I'll deal with that when I'm older. And then when you're older, it's a disaster. Now, in my case, I got really lucky because dealing with that disaster led me to like my life's passion, right? Yeah. Which is what Tonal has become. But for most people, you just push it off. And then by the time you get to deal with it, it's like, you know, it's really late and really expensive to deal with. And so the best, you know, whatever you can afford, just get that, right? The best you can afford, because you can't afford not to. And, you know, and a lot of it is about community. A lot of it is about sharing. We run these cool programs in our communities where we'll donate money for every workout that someone does. So like, we'll run like a challenge, and like, you know, we'll count how many workouts, like, you know, you can tag the workouts on social media with hashtags, and we'll like donate money associated with that. And that's really about, you know, about building community and doing exactly what you do when you're trying to make, you know, spots for people who otherwise wouldn't have made it. Like, try and bring as many people along as you can.
Yeah.
You know, I started Tonal because I wanted, you know, I wanted to help the world become healthier at the end of the day.
Thank you. I'm like, thanks. it's so good. Yeah, no, I really do. I love that. You know, anybody who has made it their life's mission to create something innovative to add to our overall well-being is a hero in my book. So thank you for that.
On behalf of like 200 of us, you're welcome. I mean, it's such a team effort. Like these things start with one person, but it takes like, well, I was actually counting how many people around the globe touch Tonal, and it's like thousands of people involved in everything that we do. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I have two more questions for you. One of them has to do with your own, I guess to your own mindset. I wanted to ask like about a ritual, but how do you incorporate mindfulness into your life?
The most important thing I do is it's the first thing I do when I wake up. You know that thing, you know, I didn't really realize that this is exactly what I was doing, but you kind of touched on it. You said like 95% of what goes through your head is subconscious. I believe in just starting your day with your head in the right place. And so it's all about, you know, my wife likes it really cold. So she like turns the thermostat down. So I have like this corner that I go to where it's like, it's really like warm and toasty, and I'll just go sit there and, you know, and it's a little bit of meditation. It's a little bit of prayer. And it's just about getting my head in the right spot. That's one thing. And then the other thing is I generally have a pretty like positive can-do attitude, and I come back to that. You know, it helps. I think when you're running a big company, generally speaking, I like to say bad news travels fast, good news travels slow. So if something goes wrong, I'm the first to hear about it.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm often getting a lot of news about like, this needs to be dealt with. This is urgent. This broke. And then sometimes by the time, like I've heard about it, like it will have already been resolved before I'm even able to intervene. But that good news can sometimes travel more slowly than the bad news. And I'm like, hey, what happened? Oh, like, we already solved it. We're good.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, you do have a lot of this stuff coming at you, and you're constantly like resetting yourself to just kind of like this positive, hopeful place, because that's, you know, that's what it takes. Like at the end of the day, you know, quitting your job, losing weight, and then starting a company from the ground up, like you had to have a lot of hope to pull that off. and I just have to always remember that that was there, right?
Oh, so true. Such great advice for everybody listening, because I think we can all relate to that feeling, you know, of, I mean, you can be a pessimist, but where's that going to get you? It's not going to get you anywhere, you know?
It's not, and every one of us took a leap of faith at some point in our lives, right? And
yeah.
And that leap of faith is like, it's one of the most powerful things that we have, and we just got to keep doing it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, so what is that what you do when you're encountering something that's not working or you're trying hard? I mean, I think about myself and, you know, building my business and, or starting my yoga school, you know, when I did that, like, who's gonna care? You know, like you know what I'm saying? When you go through these moments, it's like, oh, I just put my heart and soul into this program, and like, one person is into it, you know?
Yeah. You know, we're way beyond this now, like, but in the early days, you know, I think the thought I was always having was like, Tonal has a right to exist. The world deserves to have Tonal. Right. And that was kind of like what was going through my, like, I think we're far beyond the point of like existence proof, right?
Yeah.
We've graduated from startup and we're like now it's called growth stage. But that was kind of like the guiding, like the world deserves this. Like we, like, and like we have a right to exist. And that was like, there has to be a way. There's always a way. I have a really wise board member who once said to me, probably at one of my lowest moments, he's like, Ali, never surrender. There's always a way. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay.
I love that. That's great. I love that. That's like something that should be written in somewhere you could see the first thing that you wake up, or
totally. Yeah.
Write it over and over. So my final question to you is about this podcast. I mean, I have a couple more questions, but I think we're just going to have to do this again. This is how I hook my people into like coming back and doing another episode. I'm like, I've got a list of questions that I just want you to commit to coming back. So that's good. I started this podcast because I wanted to create a place for people to come and get inspired or learn something new Maybe they're having a hard day or they're struggling in their own life some way or somehow. The idea of radically loved is that we are radically loved and supported by God, source, spirit, baby Buddha, baby Krishna, whatever it is that you believe in, Mother Nature, that we are supported. And it's what that wise quote is, right? There's always another way. So the final question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
I'm going to tell you something really, really personal, I guess, but I went through this exercise about a year ago, and the purpose of the exercise was to discover my why do I do what I do? Why do I go through life? Why do I climb these mountains? And it all came down to one thing. It was my love of community. And I feel radically loved by the communities that I've surrounded myself with, the communities that have been built around me. I don't know if everyone believes this. I say this often to my teams, but I love the Tonal team. I love our employees. I love our people. I love our community of members. And it turns out that those weren't the first communities I've built in my life. Maybe on a future podcast, I'll tell you about some of the other communities I built. And I realized at that moment that I stumbled into communities, or like I stumbled into this idea of building communities. I didn't even know I was doing it. It was just this mm-hmm. thing. And I love it. You know, and that, anyways, you get it.
I love that. That's great. No, that's very deep and heartfelt. We've had Simon Sinek on the show.
He's the person I was referring to. I did one of his workshops.
I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, that sounds like Simon Sinek's workshop. Yeah. So he's been a guest on the show, and he's a dear, radically loved, supporter. And so, yeah, I think that any work that is going to get you to the core of why you do what you do is always so important. So thank you for sharing that. Ollie, thank you so much for being on the show, for being here, and for also being a supporter of the Radically Loved community. I'm so, so honored and privileged to be a partner with you guys, to be working with you guys, and to just have the privilege of knowing you and knowing your story. So thank you so much for sharing your heart and your wisdom with all of us. For the people that are listening to this right now or watching this on YouTube, where can they go for more information or to connect with you?
So first of all, thank you for having me. It was so, so wonderful speaking with you. You have such an open heart, and it's just beautiful. And tonal.com, T-O-N-A-L.com is the best place to go. I'm not terribly, terribly active on social media, but you can always find me. I'm at Aoradi, A-O-R-A-D-Y. On Twitter and Instagram, and I'm always like lurking around the Tonal community as well on Facebook.
I'm on there too on Facebook. Yeah, it's like one of the only communities I'm ever on.
It's a really fun one. It really is. So much passion, and and it's so positive. But follow me on check out tonal.com, follow at Tonal, but also feel free to follow me. I'm sure at some point I will have the time to start like getting active on places like Instagram and Twitter. Right now I have kind of my hands full.
Yeah. You know what? It's like, you can only, it's either, scattered attention gets scattered results. And right now you're single pointed focus. And I think that's the place you need to be if you're trying to build something on a global scale that is going to impact everybody's life, which is where I think it's going.
I've always said something similar, which is, if you go to the gym and do random things, you'll get random results, which is why you need a coach and a program.
Yeah.
And Tonal. But same sentiment for sure.
Yeah, it's the same thing in yoga. You can do yoga practices online and random, but I'm a big fan of finding your teacher. It's the same thing, finding your coach, like find your people that are gonna guide you through so that you know where you're going, so that you can discern and make your own decisions, Having the knowledge is power. For those of you listening, Tonal is very generous, and they are offering $100 off on the Tonal accessories. If you use the code LOVED, L-O-V-E-D, we'll put the link in the bio.
For those of you that are interested, please go to tonal.com and check it out. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen me post about it, but I'm going to be posting more because if you are subscribing to my newsletter, I'm talking about my health journey and reclaiming my health. You know, I've been going through this fertility journey the last 3 years, and I'm at a place right now in my life where I want to be healthy for me. And so if you're interested in that journey, sign up for the newsletter and just keep in touch. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Ollie, again, thank you so much. We loved having you come back and see us again.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.